The country's foreign trade volume rose 16.2% year-on-year in the first month of 2018 to some 2.5 trillion yuan, or nearly $400 billion. China's exports increased 6% to over 1.3 trillion yuan, while imports surged some 30% to around 1.2 trillion yuan. Wang Jun, a chief economist from Zhongyuan Bank, explained some of the factors that contributed to the increase.
First of all, there are seasonal factors, such as the date of the Spring Festival. As the Chinese Lunar New Year in 2017 fell in January, well, this year it falls in February. Secondly, China's currency has been strengthening over the past few months. Thirdly, the Chinese economy has made further progress on the basis of stability over the past year. All of these factors have led to the increase of imports and exports.
China's general trade expanded to nearly 1.5 trillion yuan in January, accounting for more than 58% of total foreign trade. Bai Ming is with the Chinese Academy of International Trade and Economic Cooperation. He says the recent growth reflects the transformation of China's foreign trade.
Although China's exports surged 6% last month, general trade exports rose 7.1%. This is partly due to our policies to transform and upgrade the country's foreign trade, as more independent brands and intellectual property rights are allowed to be involved in general trade.
The European Union, the United States, and ASEAN are China's top three trading partners, although trade with countries along the Belt and Road rose higher than the general level of trade growth. However, China's trade surplus in January shrank nearly 60% to some 136 billion yuan. Wang Jun said the country has been pursuing balanced foreign trade for years.
The remarkable performance concerning China's imports in the first month of the year, on the one hand, reflects a strong domestic demand. On the other hand, they are partly the results of China's pursuit of a balanced trade for years. As is known to all, China will host the first China International Import Expo this year, which expresses the country's willingness to share the fruitful results from its economic growth with the world.
Exports of machinery, electronics, and home appliances continued to expand in January, while the volume of steel exports dropped. Chinese private enterprises also played a bigger role in trade last month, with their share of trade edging up 0.2 percentage points compared with January 2016. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.